no freak I'd like this book to take us lands away, nor the causes like its pain. And all the words written inside a field with sensory wonders found in between its covers, with such unending light, show to all that ever are in need, and to all that might feel incomplete, just in a serenity, straight from Creator's mouth, right into the author's heart to write, just to tell the whole world about his mind.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus, hallelujah. I bring you a message this day. Praise be the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I bring you a message because the Lord loves you. I bring you a message because He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. And you are on His mind per day, per second. And He sent me to you via this prophetic podcast to deliver this message to you, dear child of God. And what is this message saying? You know, God anointed Jesus, according to the book of Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with the power. And from then on, Jesus went about to do nothing but good. And I bring you a message from Akivishere, the good doer God, the one who goes about to do good. That is what Akivishere means, the one who goes about to do good, because he was anointed to do good. And I bring you this message from the book of James 4:17. I can be sure by the Spirit of the Living God said to tell you to do good for your sake. He said, do good for your sake. It's a warning. Do good for your sake. James 4:17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. KJV said, to him therefore that knows to do good and does it not, it is sin. And the Message translation, book of James 4:17. He said, in fact, if you know the right thing to do and don't do it, that for you is evil. The word of God is timely. The word of God is timeless. And the word of God is eternal. As I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, told me, put the scripture in my heart. And this scripture is for now. This scripture is for today. This scripture is for tomorrow. I keep showing you by the Spirit of the Living God said to tell you, dear child of God, you know the right thing to do. Quit analyzing. Quit bringing up the past to mind. Quit thinking about your own gain. Be dead to yourself. Think about God. Think about His kingdom. Think about the glory of God coming down because of the things He has asked you to do. He said, in spite of it all, look at what God did. In spite of it all, He did good. Even with our sins, He still sent His only Son to die for us. He still loves us still. He's not thinking about Himself. He's not thinking about Himself because He wants everyone to be saved. So we could all enjoy the righteousness of Jesus. So we could all enjoy paradise. So we could all enjoy heaven at the end of the day. So we could all even enjoy heaven on earth as we live. He said, I did good. I did you good. I did not let your troubles consume you. I heard you and I saved you. Why would I withhold good for my child? Why would I withhold good from you? Anyone that does good does it unto me and exemplifies the life I lived. This is Jesus. He said, anyone who does good does it unto me, not unto man. And if you know good and do it not, it is sin and it is evil. That means you're a wicked person. I decree and I declare as an intercessor that your heart begins to shift, that it begins to soften towards the right things and towards doing good in the name of Jesus. You will be full with the fullness of God in the name of Jesus. And your thoughts will be of good. And your thoughts will be of good. You will be dead to self in the supreme and matchless name of Jesus. Do good. Do good. Don't withhold good. It is sin and it is evil. Don't think of yourself. Think of the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen. If this message is for you, if this message spoke right to you, if this is your rhema word, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email at thebookofmessages@gmail.com. And if you want to repent and say, Lord, I want to do good. I'm tired. I'm always thinking of self. And if you want to repent of your evil ways, just say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Say it with every intent in your heart, with every sincerity of soul. And the Holy Spirit will come on you and cleanse you thoroughly. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Welcome to the kingdom of light. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I would love to hear your salvation testimony. Send me an email. Send me an email. Send me an email. I would love to hear your salvation testimony. Send me an email at thebookofmessages@gmail.com. The Book of Messages is out. It's on Okada Books. If you want a copy of it, it has a message just for you, just for you. Check on Okada Books. Type the Book of Messages by Rachel Adeleko and get your download copy. And if you desire hard copy, send me an email, thebookofmessages@gmail.com, and I will get your hard copy to you anywhere you are in the world. Terms and conditions do apply. Do good. Do good for your sake. Do good for your sake. It is evil not to do good. It is sin not to do good. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I leave you with the blessings of Jehovah. I leave you that your heart should turn and turn for good in Jesus' name. And above all, I pray that you encounter Akivishuri, the good doer God, in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen. I will come your way again to deliver yet another message if Jesus tarries. Bye for now.